You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
So today the Bureau for Economic Research published the manufacturing PMI data for South Africa, and it suggests that in the month of April there has been a slight recovery in the Purchasing Managers Index, and there's a bit more optimism, not too much more, but we are back above 50 points, and that is quite important. It means we are looking more optimistic than we are looking pessimistic. I'm joined on the line by the chief economist at the Bureau for Economic Research, Lisette Essel de Schepper. Good evening, Lisette. Thanks so much for taking the time. The data finally points to some positivity amid the fact that we've actually had load shedding for a month. Is it too soon to celebrate? What has the data been suggesting?
Hi, good evening. I think with the PMI, we have to celebrate any good news that we get. We know the South African manufacturing sector has been a sector that has been taking strain for years. It's been a sector that's been hard hit by load shedding. So now we can see that a month without load shedding can actually have a real positive impact on the sector. As you mentioned, if it's a reading above 50, it generally signals increased output. It signals better business conditions within the manufacturing sector. So the index rose from below 50 to 54, which is well above the neutral level of 50. So this is suggesting that things are looking up in the sector. Question obviously is whether this will continue, but for now, I think this is good news that we can be happy about.
Whether it will continue is definitely the question, and hopefully we can get to some indication of that as we go through the conversation. Lisette, I want to look at the demand side of it. That doesn't seem to have come along just yet. We are seeing a bit of positivity from the business component of it, but businesses are still citing that consumers and the demand isn't necessarily back on track in the same way.
Yes. So the headline index is a result of five questions that we ask about activity, about demand, employment, inventories, and supplier deliveries. And the activity one looked a lot better, and the demand one also looks better, so new sales orders. But I think it's important that the question that we ask is, how are sales doing relative to the previous month? And what the survey is telling us is that April was a lot better than it was in March. But if you look at some of the commentary of businesses, they're saying that they are still not back at sort of long-term normal. I'm not sure what normal is in a South African context these days, but they're not back at sort of full capacity levels. So we're moving in the right direction, but we still have some way to go to get to, you know, higher production levels and higher demand levels on a sustained basis.
Now, Lisette, something else that came through from the data was that the employment levels are back below 50%. We saw that was the case in the February reading. It recovered quite nicely above 50 in the March reading, but now in April, we've gone back below the 50 points mark there. What is the economy, or what is the market reading into that data, and what's happening there?
Yeah, so that is a bit of a worrying sign, in the sense that if there was a real expectation that April's recovery was sort of the start of a real upswing, then you would have seen the employment index also recover a bit more, because, you know, you would have to hire workers to be ready, you know, for this increased demand, increased production. But maybe on the other hand, there's a bit of hesitancy. They first want to see how the data plays out. They first want to see whether this, you know, increase in production will be sustained going forward before they start employing. If we look at the level of the index currently, yes, it's below 50. So that is suggesting that there's at least no job growth happening. If we look at the long-term average of this series, it is still somewhat better than that. So this is at least not telling a story of thousands of jobs being lost in the sector. It's rather telling us there's not necessarily any jobs being added, which we would obviously like to see, but this is not foreshadowed by the survey.
Something else the survey doesn't seem to touch on is the current thought process from a business perspective around the South African economic picture. Perhaps in your research and in the conversations you've had at the Bureau, you've come across the overall consensus of the state of the South African economy, with elections and interest rates and all those other things that are still looming. What is the overall outlook at this stage around the prospects of recovery and what sort of the second half of the year looks like?
I think There's very much a wait and see approach when it comes to many businesses. They first want to see how the election plays out, what government will be in charge and what policies are they likely to implement. But I think those decisions are important when we, or those, that kind of thinking is important when we start thinking about investment. This tracks sort of your production on a daily basis. So you work with the capacity that you have, and if you see increased demand over time, you might consider adding capacity. And then these sort of longer term election, how is the second half of the year going to look in terms of interest rates, how is inflation looking, then that comes into play. And there, if you for example look at business confidence, the mood is still fairly subdued. People first want to sort of see these perhaps initial signs of a recovery see play through before we see investment, before we see real employment growth. We do think there's a bit of scope in the second half of the year for things to look better. Hopefully we will see an interest rate cut, hopefully more than one. Inflation should look a bit slower, so that price pressure is going to be less intense in the second half of this year as compared to the previous year. Load shedding, we're going to a good streak. I don't expect this to continue through the entire winter, but hopefully it won't be as bad as we saw last year, so that should help a little bit. So certainly on the margin, things are starting to look better. But before you see real investment and employment and growth like that, I think you want to see a bit more certainty on the political front.
And that certainty is something we can't necessarily do much about other than a wait and see from that perspective. Lisette, if we look at the outlook for the rest of the data, so perhaps looking forward towards May or the June data, is there something that is a growing concern other than obviously the factors we touched on around electricity, something that might be suggesting that the businesses are still hesitant on this particular point or still waiting for something to change here? Or is the general mood around the optimism that if conditions continue to improve, then we should be in for sort of a good second half?
Yeah, I think what is also quite important for the manufacturing side is what is happening on the logistical front. We see tentative signs that the workings at the harbors are slightly improving. They're at least better than they were. They're not where they should be, but we're moving in the right direction. So if that continues to improve, that should help those that are exporting. It should also help those that are importing. And at the end of the day, many businesses in South Africa import at least, you know, part of the inputs or intermediate goods that they use in the production process. So if that works a bit quicker, if the costs associated with that come down a little bit, or at least not continue to increase at a rapid rate, that should also help us a little bit. Interestingly, if you look at the split between exports and domestics, when it comes to demand, it actually is domestic demand that seems to be doing a little bit better now compared to the export side. So should, you know, a China economy start churning along, you know, during the second half of the year, should Europe start to grow a bit faster, there could still be some growth potential there too.
Some growth potential does still exist within the SA economy, and the optimism is there. We just need the rest of the conditions to come along for the ride, and we could make a good second half of it. Thanks so much, Lisette, for those insights. Lisette Issel de Skepper joining me from the Bureau for Economic Research to take a look at the latest Purchasing Manufacturing Index data.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.